This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Great to be with you today. Yesterday, I asked the question, why is life hard? And I want to take another look at this today. Now, some people feel there is no God, or they say if there is a God, he's a weak God. So we have a dilemma. Those who base their theology upon the Bible face, I think, sometimes a conundrum. For example, we confirm that there is a God, that God is good. I believe these things. God is all-powerful. And I also believe that life is hard. Now, life is hard, not only for bad people, but for good people as well. And people who honour God with their lives. There are people, innocent people. There are little babies who are stricken with bad illnesses. And so the intensity of suffering can vary. And in the end, life is hard, I think, for everyone. So we can kind of wonder and think about these things. If there is a God, we say, well, there is a God. Or if God is good, we say, well, he can't be a bad God, he's good. God is all-powerful, so he certainly is not a weak God. But how can we make sense of the fact that life is still hard? Well, I think we have to dig a bit here and look at the Bible itself. The biblical answer starts right at the very beginning, in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis, because we read there that God created the heavens and the earth, he demonstrated his power. So the God of creation is very powerful. And because God looked at his work and he said, it's very good. You see that in Genesis 1:31. Taste and see that the Lord is good, the writer of the Psalms also says. And then in Genesis, we read how God created human mankind in his image, man and woman. We read that in Genesis 1. Talks in Genesis 2 about how God had a plan for the people that he created. But there were limits to what the people could do. And then we read on as in the story of Genesis about the man and the woman disobeying God, and everything starts to go wrong. This intimacy between a man and woman's broken, and also the intimacy with God is broken. So this paradise that had been planned, suddenly all goes wrong. And so we're introduced to this whole subject of sin. God's creation is broken. Then, of course, we look at the book of Romans, and we can understand here about some of the problems that God tried to do something about sin. And he did something about sin. He talks about whole creation's been groaning. But we talk about that in Romans chapter 8. Now, this can be a little bit confusing. I don't really want to make it too difficult to understand today. But there is a link between human experience and the fact that people have sinned. And when God completes his work of human restoration, the creation will also be renewed. Now, it was the Dutch television firm Endemol had set a world record by setting up and knocking down 4,155,476 dominoes. Now, the toppling, you might have seen something like this on television, the toppling began when one domino was knocked over, and soon that over 4 million dominoes fell from one domino. Now, that's a little bit like what happened when Adam and Eve sinned. They set in motion this chain reaction that impacted all of creation. So there are ways here to try and understand that God sent Jesus into the world to try and fix the world up. And sometimes we need to try and get our head around these things. When life is hard, you know, when people are suffering, it doesn't make sense. God is there. He's a God of love. We say a God of mercy. And yet things happen. I talked yesterday about an actress called Queen Latifah. And her brother died at a young age. And she was interviewed on TV. She's a Christian, committed Christian person, and she talked about this. Why? She said, why did it happen? She said, I always leave open the things happen for a reason. I don't understand what the reason is, but it's something, she said, I have to accept. It's sort of, that's how I feel about it. I believe, she said, that God had his hands on me and my brother the whole time and my family, and we've come through it. And we probably didn't think that we could, but we've come through it. She accepted God's divine design. Well, Lord, we know this is difficult, and sometimes, Lord, we just need to trust, and we want to do that today. Trust you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.